Why am I going to write it? Not because I want to provide a history of British publishing in the second half of the 20th century, but because I shall not be alive for much longer. And when I am gone, all the experiences stored in my head will be gone too. They will be deleted with one swipe of the great eraser, and something in me squeaks, "Oh no, let at least some of it be rescued." It seems to be an instinctive twitch rather than a rational intention, but no less compelling for that. By a long-established printer's convention, a copy editor wanting to rescue a deletion puts a row of dots under it and writes "stet," let it stand, in the margin. This book is an attempt to stet some parts of my experience in its original form, which happens to be sadly short of figures. Other people have given better accounts of our trade, notably Jeremy Lewis in Kindred Spirits, which is not only a delight, but also says everything which needs saying about what has happened to publishing and why. All this book is the story of one old ex-editor who imagines that she will feel a little less dead if a few people read it.